This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley with Instant Illumination, Love in Action. The church in Jamaica has a volunteer group that goes around working with the guests at the church and the people at the church, and the group is called Love in Action. What a positive, dynamic statement to make for a group of volunteers in any group. Love in action. If we, in our every day, every way of our life, express ourselves as love in action, we have wonderful things happening to us. Now, we wonder, what more wonderful things can happen to us than what are already happening? Well, we'd be surprised. We'd be surprised at how many wonderful things there are going on in this world that we are not aware of. Have you smiled at another person? Well, that's love in action. A smile is love in action, where you are putting out vibrations of love, and these vibrations of love tell the story of who and what you are, why you are who you are, and what your intention is in life. Love in action. Can you imagine a man who comes home in the evening and says, as he stands at the door before he opens it, "I am love in action." And then he walks into the house. What miracles would take place? And what if his wife, working all day long, doing whatever she's doing at home or at the office or whatever she's doing, would always say to herself, "I am love in action. I am love in action." Could anyone ever misunderstand her? Could anyone ever misuse her or mistake her for anything than what she is? No. What do you think would happen to her boss? Her boss would just bend over backwards to give her everything that she could possibly dream of wanting. Love in action. Because that's what love in action does. Love in action brings about everything good and beautiful without having to put anything in motion to do it. That's our nature. What is your nature? Is your nature love in action? Is your nature love expressing itself? Is your nature love being itself? Well, that's love in action. I'm going to be going to Jamaica in November, and I'll be speaking at the church there, the Religious Science Church in November.
Temple of Life.
And the Love in Action volunteers in the Temple of Light will be very fascinating to be with, because I'm going to watch each one of them and learn their techniques. And I'm going to pay very close attention to every one of the loves of light, the love in action. Can you imagine if a doctor, before he went to work in the hospital in his trade, his office, whatever it is, before he opened his door, he'd say, "I am love in action." And more, if he'd say, "I am unconditional love in action." Wow, wouldn't that be exciting? Now, we really don't give one hoot and holler in hell about what the doctors do or what the nurses do or what anybody else does in this world. We only care about what we do. You say, "Well, that's not very nice." Well, that's the truth. You only care about what you do. So I say to you, if you will be love in action, then you will possess, and I say that kindly, but you will possess the entire world. You will be in charge of everything in the world. You will be the master of everything. You will be love in action, and how wonderful that is. Now, are you ready to handle being love in action? Because when you are love in action, you cannot look at a person and see one single problem. You cannot look at a person and see any needs or any wants. You can only look at the person and see love in action. They are fulfilled. They are wonderful. They are dynamic. They are beautiful. And you look at little children and you see love in action. You look at adults, you see love in action. You look at your husband or wife or children or whatever, your family, you see love in action. You look back through your history and you see love in action. And then you say, "Well, what the heck am I looking in my history to see love in action for? What difference does it make what the past is?" I want to see love in action today. There is enough love in action today going on that's going to demand our attention. It's going to take all of our attention, all of our awareness. We're going to be aware of love in action right now in every single thing that we do, and it's exciting. Now, are you ready to be love in action? Well, look it up in the dictionary. Look up in the dictionary what love in action means, and you'll see that it has your name spelled backwards. You know, if your name is Sylvia, it's Sylvia. If your name is Ingeborg, it's Ingeborg. If it's Ellen, it's Ellen.
Nelle.
And it's, huh?
Nelle. Ellen Nelle.
Yeah. See, right away, she wants to be logical and reasonable. She wants to be logical. And we have told her from the first book of the studies of the University of Healing, God is neither...
Reasonable or logical.
Reasonable or logical. I gave you the words, you know. And no, right away you got to amend them, polish them, improve on them. Well, if you can improve on it, go ahead. But don't lose sight of them while you're improving on them. Because every time you improve on something, what you usually end up doing is negating what you were trying to improve on. And every time you add an adjective or adverb to something that stands alone, you belittle it. You make it into nothing. So let's learn to be love in action. And let's express love in action in all that we do and have fun doing it. Because then we'll learn that love in action is really quite wonderful.
Yeah.
Have a lovely day with love in action and do it the unconditional way. I love you. I love you.
I love you.